Today's Amud is Sukkah Yud Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the top, by the word Kama. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the halach of the Mishnah of a Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. We said that if you have a Sukkah that's underneath another Sukkah, and both of them have Kasher Eschach, so we said, so then the bottom Sukkah is possible. There's a psul of being underneath two kasher eschachs. So if it's underneath two Sukkahs, the bottom Sukkah is going to be possible. Sukkah tacha Sukkah. The top Sukkah will be kosher. It's only one layer of Schach, one level of Schach. But the bottom Sukkah is going to be possible in such a case. So now says the Gemara, Kam yehe bein Sukkah l'Sukkah, v'tei tachtoin psula. Obviously, if the top layer of schach is just above the bottom layer of schach, so then the bottom sukkah is not called a sukkah tacha sukkah. How much space does there have to be between the two schachs for us to consider the bottom sukkah to be a sukkah tacha sukkah? So it says the Gemara, 3 different shitas. Amrav huna, tefach. As long as there's a gap of a tefach between the bottom layer of schach and the top layer, so that's already now called like a separate sukkah, and it's a problem of sukkah tacha sukkah that the bottom sukkah is going to be possible. Now, why do we have this shear of a tefach? Shekei matzinu ba'al le'tuma tefach. Because we find that that's the shear when it comes to tumas ayol, that the shear of an ayol is a tefach. And as we'll see later on in the Masechta, we learn out many of the dinim of schach from tumas ayol, from dinei tuma. So just like over there, we find that an ayol is considered an ayol when it's a tefach. So too over here, the top layer of schach could be considered that it's schach, that it's hovering over something, once there's a tefach of space. That not like we learned in the Mishnah, tefach, al tefach, brum tefach, a tefach by a tefach with a height of a tefach, maybe as a tuma, so that brings tuma, meaning that's considered an oil. Then now if there's tuma underneath that oil, so now everything underneath that oil becomes tame, v'choytetz v'mnei ha-tuma, and it separates from tuma, meaning if there's something, an object that's tar on top of the oil, so once we have this space of a tefach by a tefach with a height of a tefach, so now the items on top of the oil will be tar, as opposed to if there would be less than a tefach, of a pachos miroim tefach, if it's less than a tefach, so lo mevi v'lo choytetz, so it doesn't bring, meaning it's not considered an oil, so if you have something else on the side of the mace, that does not become tame, even though it's under the same tent, because it's less than a tefach, and it's also not chaytetz, if you have a tar object directly over the mace, over the tent, over the oil, so normally the oil would be mafsik, but over here, since it's less than a tefach, so it's not chaytzeitz, and that tar object that's directly over the mace will be tameh. But the point is that you see the sheer oil when it comes to tumas oil is a tefach, so too, that's the sheer when it comes to sukkah tacha sukkah, as long as the top layer of schach is a tefach over the bottom layer, so that's already considered a sukkah tacha sukkah. Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna Amri, they have a different shear. They say that arba. Now, no, the shear is 4 tefachim. There has to be 4 tefachim between the two layers of schachs, and then the bottom sukkah is considered a sukkah tacha sukkah. Where do they get the shear arba? Shalei matzinu makom chashuv pachas me arba, because it's always, we never find the makom chashuv less than 4 tefachim. For example, when it comes to halachos of reshuyos, a reshus yachid, a karmelis, it always has to be 4 tefachim. So therefore, since the makom chashuv is never less than 4 tefachim, so to over here, when it comes to sukkah tacha sukkah, it has to be that there's 4 tefachim of space in between the two layers of schach, and then we'll consider it a sukkah tacha sukkah, that the bottom sukkah will be pasul. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says a third shita, that asara, that it's 10 tefachim, there has to be 10 tefachim between the two layers of schachs, my time in the Shmuel, seemingly Shmuel is the most simple reason, kach shera, kach psula, because just like that's the sheer heksher sukkah, that's the minimum sheer of a sukkah, ma'ach shera ba'asara, just like the sheer heksher sukkah, the minimum sheer of a sukkah, is that it has to have a height of at least 10 tefachim, af psula ba'asara, so too, it's only considered a sukkah, tachas a sukkah, if there's 10 tefachim, if the top sukkah has the height of 10 tefachim, it's mamish kipshuta, it's sukkah tachas a sukkah, that the sukkah itself has to be kosher, meaning seemingly the other amoraim held that no, it's enough just that the schach is kosher, and we're not looking to make a kosher a sukkah out of the top sukkah, as long as the schach is kosher and there's some level of space, 1 tefach, 4 tefachim, so then that will consider the bottom sukkah to be considered a sukkah tachas a sukkah. Shmuel holds that no, it's sukkah tachas a sukkah means not just two layers of schach, it means a sukkah that's underneath another sukkah, meaning another kosher Asher sukkah, it has to be 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara, now we learned in the Mishnah, the Gemara is now going to ask a kash on Shmuel that we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, it says in the end of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says, "Em ein diyorin be'al yoyna hatachtoyna k'shera." We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says that if there's nobody, literally, the Mishnah means, if there's nobody living in the top sukkah, so then the bottom sukkah is kosher. Now that doesn't make any sense. My ein diyorin. What does it mean that there's no one living there? Elim diyorin mamish, that means kipshuta, the way we just said it, that there's no one living in the top sukkah. Atu diyorin kagarmi. Should that make any nafkamina with regards to the halacha of sukkah tacha sukkah? Why should that change things whether or not there's people living in the top sukkah? It's still a kasher sukkah, it's still a sukkah, it's still schach, whatever you need, it's still a sukkah tacha sukkah. Why should that be a factor whether or not people are living there? So that can't be what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Elolav, it must be what Rabbi Yehuda meant was Elolav my ein diyarin. What does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda said ein diyarin? It means kol she'ena ru'uya ledira. It means it's not roy ledira, that the top sukkah is not roy ledira. Rabbi Yehuda was saying that if the top sukkah is not roy ledira, so then it's not considered a sukkah tacha sukkah. Vehechi dami, what does that mean? That if there's no diyarin bel yoyna, so then the tachtoin is kasher. That if the top one's not fit ladira, so then the bottom sukkah is kasher. Delay gavaya asara. It means if it's less than 10 tefachim tall. So that's when you see Rabbi Yehuda holds. So you see Rabbi Yehuda holds like Shmuel, that the bottom sukkah is only possible if the top sukkah has diyarin, meaning it's roy ladira, the hainu it's 10 tefachim tall. If it's not roy ladira, meaning it's less than 10 tefachim tall, so then the bottom sukkah is kasher. So that's like Shmuel. But the problem is that smichlal, the tanakama sukkah, this was Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. It's mashma that he's coming to argue on the Tanakhama, on the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say that no, that even if the top sukkah is not roi ladira, meaning it's less than 10 tefachim, still the bottom sukkah is going to be possible. So you see that the Chachamim hold not like Shmuel. How could Shmuel argue on the Chachamim? It's mashma from the Mishnah that the Chachamim hold that even if the top sukkah is not roi ladira, which means it's less than 10 tefachim, still the bottom sukkah is going to be possible. So says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, Amar, and Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said that Amri b'Marava, that they said in Eretz Yisrael, that no, you got the Pshat in the Mishnah wrong. The Pshat, when Rabbi Yehuda said that if there's no one living in the top sukkah, so then the bottom sukkah is kosher, it doesn't mean that it's not Roy Ladira, rather, Mein Tatachtoina Yechoylo Lekabo Kar Muksasa Shelo Yoyna. What it means is that if there's no one living in the top sukkah, it means it's not Roy Ladira, Dahainu, that the floor is very weak, that the schach of the bottom sukkah is not strong enough to act as a floor for the top sukkah. So nobody is able to live in the top sukkah. That if the schach of the bottom sukkah, which is the floor of the top sukkah, isn't able to hold the pillows and the blankets, the karmuk sasleis of the elyoyna, so then the bottom sukkah is going to be kosher because you can't live. Since nobody is able to go into the top sukkah, that was Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush, that then the bottom sukkah is going to be kosher. So it's nothing to do with the height of 10 tefachim. Well, in fact, the Gemara, it's still shver, because mechlal de tanikama savar afal pi she'ena ruya lekabo psula. It's mashma that this was Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush, that if the bottom sukkah isn't able to act as a floor for the top sukkah, so then the bottom sukkah is going to be kosher. It's mashma that the chachamim, the tanikama holds, that even if it can't act as a floor, even if it can't hold the pillows and blankets of the top sukkah, still the bottom sukkah is going to be puzzle. So even though nobody's able to live in the top sukkah, still the bottom sukkah is possible. So l'chayre, that means who I did if it's less than 10 tefachim. Just like it doesn't need to be able to hold the pillows and the blankets, so it's mistaber that it also doesn't need to be 10 tefachim. So it's vayter akash on Shmuel. It's vayter shver, it's mashma from the Tanakhama that you don't need a top sukkah to be livable. Now, it doesn't matter if you say that in terms of holding the pillows and blankets or in terms of being 10 tefachim. L'chayre, those two dinim go hand in hand. Just like the chachamim say that the bottom sukkah is possible, even though no one can live in the top sukkah because they can't put the pillows and blankets there. So too, it's going to be possible even if the top sukkah is less than 10 tefachim tall. Says the Gemara, then no. The Tanakhama was never machshir the bottom sukkah. The Tanakhama didn't hold that the bottom sukkah is possible even when the top sukkah isn't livable. Avad, if the top sukkah is not livable, so then the bottom sukkah is going to be kosher. Like Shmuel said, the top sukkah has to be 10 tefachim, and only then the bottom sukkah is possible. The Machlekes Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is in a situation where the top sukkah is livable, but it's Ayidei Adchak. The bottom sukkah schach can only hold up the pillows and blankets of the people in the top sukkah. The ground will shake a little bit when they go to sleep in there. That's the machlekas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's called, it's not roi ledira, and mamela the bottom sukkah is going to be kosher. And the chachamim hold that no, lemaisa they could go there. It's ayidei adchak, but they could go there. And therefore the bottom sukkah is considered a sukkah tachas sukkah. But it could be that everybody holds that the top sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim, like Shmuel said, and there's no kasha from our Mishnah on Shmuel. The Achrayim point out, it's interesting, the Gemara says that when we want to describe how the top sukkah is not roi ledira, why it's not a kashra sukkah, we say because the bottom sukkah schach cannot hold up the pillows and the blankets of the top sukkah. It's mashma just for this fact that it can't hold up the pillows and the blankets, that makes it that the top sukkah is not a kashra sukkah. The question is, it's mashma that you could eat there. You just can't go to sleep there. So if you could eat there, so why isn't it considered a kashra sukkah? Who cares if you can't sleep there? So for sleeping, you'll have to find another sukkah. But at least for eating, it's a kashra sukkah. So the Achrayna bring a raya from here to the sheet of the Mordechai. The sheet of the Mordechai is that a sukkah can only be kashra if it's able to function for all of the functions of a sukkah. It has to be roi ledira, it has to be roi for sleeping, it has to be roi for all the things that a person has to do in the sukkah. And if you have a sukkah that's not roi for sleeping, so then it's possible even to eat in such a sukkah. And they bring a raya from this Gemara, because the Gemara is mashma that just because of this fact, that the bottom sukkah isn't able to hold up the beds of the top sukkah, that makes it that the top sukkah is puzzle. It's the same thing as the top sukkah being less than 10 tefachim. But you could eat there. It doesn't matter. The fact that you can't sleep there already makes it that the sukkah is puzzle, and that's the raya that they bring from our Gemara to the sheet of the Mordechai.
Zak the Mishnah. Pires aleh sadin mipnei achama. Let's say a person has a sukkah, and he puts a sheet on top of his schach. He's pires aleh sadin, and the reason why he does that is mipnei achama is because it's sunny. The sun bothers him. He doesn't want it to be so sunny, so he puts a sheet on top of the schach. Now, this halach is going to be the same thing if he puts the sheet underneath the schach. It's just more practical to put it on top of the schach. That's just a general, that would just, it's orcha de milsa, because then you have something to lean the sheet on top of. But it says the Mishnah, if you put a sheet on top of the schach, in order to protect the people living in the sukkah from the sun, ay tachteha, or if a person spreads the sheet underneath the schach, bepnei hanishar, because of the falling leaves, he doesn't want the leaves to fall into his soup. So he puts a sheet underneath the schach. Here he has to put it underneath. To put it on top isn't going to help him. The schach, the leaves are falling from the schach. So he puts the sheet underneath the schach in order to avoid leaves from the schach falling into his soup. Oy shepiris al gabi akinif. Or if let's say a person has a bed, a kinuif is a bed with four poles. So the four poles on the four corners of the bed protrude upwards, and then there's a sheet that goes on top of the four poles. So now when the person's sleeping on this bed, he's underneath this sheet, which is inside the sukkah. So the halacha is, in all these cases, it's psula. In all these cases, the person's not yaitze the mitzvah of sukkah, because he's underneath the sheet. If he puts the sheet on top of the schach, if he puts the sheet under the schach, or if he puts it on top of the bed that he's sleeping in, in all these cases, it's considered that he's eating or sleeping underneath the sheet. A sheet is pasul for schach. We're going to learn later the different conditions of what schach has to be made from. But one of the conditions is that it can't be mekabel tuma. It has to be made from something that's not mekabel tuma. A sheet is like a beged, it's a kli, and it's mekabel tuma. So a sheet is pasul. Is considered pasul schach. In all these cases, it's considered he's underneath the sheet. He's underneath pasul schach, and therefore the sukkah is pasul. Aval, says the Mishnah, Pairesu al gabi neklite hamita. He is allowed to put a sheet on top of a different type of bed. This is a bed that just has two poles on the two ends of the bed, and they both go up. They're parallel with each other. And you put a sheet on top, which creates a canopy, creates a teepee, and that's going to be kosher, which we'll see more details about that in the Gemara. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Chista, Lo yishanu el b'mnei hanishar. This that the Mishnah said, that if a person puts a sheet underneath the schach, so that's going to passel the sukkah, because now he's underneath the sheet. That's only true if your intentions, when you put the sheet there, is to stop the falling leaves from falling into your soup. It's only if you put it there for the nishar. But if you put a sheet there because you want to decorate the sukkah, it looks nice, a nice decoration, so you put the sheet underneath the schach, so then ksheira, so then the sukkah is going to be kosher, then the noi sukkah is called a noi is batal, and it's not a problem of being underneath the sheet because the sheet is batal to the schach, it's there to decorate the sukkah, so it's batal to the sukkah, and memelu the sukkah will remain kosher. That was Rav Chisda's chiddush, that it's only if you put the sheet there for the nishar, that's when the sukkah is psula. But if you put it there for noi, so then it's kosher. Says the Gemara, that's not much of a chiddush. Pshita, that's obvious that that should be the din. That's read the Mishnah. Mipnei hanishar tanan. It says that if you put the sheet there to collect the leaves, to stop the leaves from falling into your soup, so then it's psula. So just be medayik in the Mishnah. It's mashmitz only if you do it for that intention. But if you do it for a different intention, if you do it for noi, so then it's going to be fine. So what was the big, what was Rav Chisda's big chiddush over here? Says the Gemara, mahu detema, you could have thought that hu adin dafilu na'isa. Then no, when the Mishnah says of Ne'an Nishar, it's Lav Dafka. Also, if you put it there for Noi, it's also going to be Pasul. V'hai dekatadi b'Ne'an Nishar, that which the Mishnah said, that if you put it there for the Nishar, it doesn't just say Stam, if you put a sheet there that the Sukkah is Pasul, it says Dafka, if you put it there b'Ne'an Nishar, it's Orcha Demosa Katani, because that's what's normal. People don't generally put up sheets by their schach for noi. That's not the typical schach decoration. When you go to buy your decorations from the stores, you don't typically see sheets to put underneath the schach. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah doesn't specify it. But really, I could have read the Mishnah, that even if you put it there for noi, it's going to pass through the sukkah. It's just not a normal thing. Kamash malon, that no, Rav Chisda is saying that the Mishnah dafka seb ebnei anishar, because it's only if you put the sheet there to stop the leaves from falling into your soup, that's when the sukkah is possible. But if you put the sheet there for noi, for a decoration, even though it's a little bit weird, if you put the sheet there as a decoration, so then the sukkah is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Leima Misayayale, L'chayr, we have a rioter of Chisda, that if a sheet that's there, l'noi, so it's not a problem of sitting under pasul eschach, it's bottled to the sukkah. Says the Braisa, Sikcha kilchasa, let's say you put on schach on top of your sukkah kilchasa, you do everything correctly, and then you decorate it, ve'itra bekramin, uvestidin, amitziyarin, you put on different colored clothing, some embroidered sheets, ve'talabai gaizin, shkedim, afarsikin, verimainim, or you hang up by different nuts or different fruits, parkile anavim, or clusters of grapes, va'atari shalshibaylin, or you put these stalks, yena, ishmanim, uslasais, wine, oil, or flour, probably, you can't really hang up wine, either the wine is congealed, or you put the wine inside of a kli, and you hang it up by the schach. In all these cases, all these different types of decorations, so the halacha is that once you put them in your sukkah as a decoration, so now it's huksa lemitzvasan, and it's aser lehistapik mehen, you're not allowed to take from them, all of sukkahs you can't take from them, that would be considered a bizayon, to take from something which was already huksa, it was designated for its mitzvah, so you're not allowed to take from it, ad matzah yom tova acharon shel chag, until sukkahs is completely over, until matzah shmini atzeres, you're not allowed to take from the noi sukkah. Then hisna lam, if you made a tanai when you put the noi there and you made a tanai that you're gonna use it, let's say in the middle of cholamayid, you're gonna drink your wine from there, so then a kolafi tanayoi, so then everything's according to the tanai that you made, then you're allowed to take from it in the middle of cholamayid. But the point is that you see from this braisa that you're allowed to have this noi sukkah in your sukkah, you're allowed to have all these different sheets up in your sukkah. But it's a problem now that you're under schach pasul. Alamai, it's like Rav Chisda said, that if you're putting it there for noi, so then it's not a problem, then the sukkah remains kosher, so that's this braisa is a raya to Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya, because Dilma Minatzad. It could be when the braisa speaks about putting up these decorations, it's not talking about putting up the decorations by the schach, it's talking about putting it on the wall. That's a very normal thing, common thing that people do. They put up different sheets, different pictures on the walls of the sukkah. That's completely fine. You're not sitting underneath the wall, you're sitting underneath the schach still. So that's why that would be kosher. But there's no raya from here that you're even allowed to put up a sheet underneath the schach. Now we'll stop here, but we'll just mention the ha'ar of the Aruch Haner. The braisa that the Gemara brought said, Sikcha kehochasa, that if you put schach on your sukkah kehochasa, and then you decorate the sukkah with all these different decorations, so the Mishnah went on to say, the braisa said that that's that the sukkah is kosher, it just there's a dinim about taking from the noi, from the decorations. So you're not allowed to take from the noi until sukkah is over, unless you made it tonight. Ask the Aruch Haner, why does the braisa have to mention this Sikcha kehochasa? chasa, that you put the schach on kel chasa. Just now, tell us, obviously, you have a sukkah, fine, you have a sukkah. You put up, you have just the point of the braisa is to discuss the decorations. So discuss the decorations. Why does it have to mention sikcha kel chasa? Says the Aruch HaNer, a chiddush, that this, that noy sukkah is bottled to the sukkah, and that you're allowed to have noy sukkah in your sukkah underneath the schach, it's only if you were first sikcha kel chasa. It's only if you first have schach on your sukkah, so then you could put up decorations, then you could even put a sheet there, and we'll say it's bottled to the schach. The schach is already there. So then we could say it's bottled to the schach, the noy is bottled to the sukkah, and everything's kosher. There's a lachis about using the noy, but in terms of the sukkah itself, the sukkah is kosher. It's only, it's dafka if you were first sikcha kel chasa. Says the Aruch HaNer, if a person first puts a sheet over his sukkah, and then he puts schach on top of the sheet, so technically now he has the same result as what he had in what we described until now. He has the sheet underneath the schach. Says the Aruch HaNer, in such a case, the sukkah is pasul. Because once you put on the sheet on top of your sukkah, even though your intentions was to eventually then put on schach, and the sheet was going to be noy for the schach, since at the time that you put on the sheet, there was no schach, so the sheet, you can't call it noy. You can't call it a decoration for the schach if there is no schach there. The sheet automatically just becomes schach pasul. So now it doesn't help you if you then put schach kosher on top of that. Then the sheet has a shame schach pasul. It's not considered noy sukkah. It's considered schach pasul. And then memela the sukkah is going to be pasul. So says the Aruch HaNer, it was bedafka that the braisa specifically said sikcha kel chasa, and then you put up decorations, because it's only in such a case that we could then consider the decorations to be considered noy sukkah. Based on this, Aruch HaNer of Shmuel Kamenetsky and Kovitz Halacha is Perek Hey in Ice Base. So it's brought in the name of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky over there, that a person is not allowed to decorate his schach by wrapping it up in paper. There's a Shailu D'Achrayim discuss painting schach, so painting schach could be, it's different, but says Rav Shmuel, you're not allowed to wrap schach into paper, and then put it onto your sukkah. And the reason for that is, says Rav Shmuel, is based on this Aruch HaNer. Because you see from the Aruch HaNer, that since you can only have something noy and bottle to the schach if first you have schach. If you take the individual bamboo pieces or whatever you have and you put it and you wrap it into paper and then you put it on top of your sukkah, so that noy cannot be considered noy because you don't first have schach and then you have the decorations. Therefore, that noy is not going to be bottle to the schach. It's just going to be schach pasul. Because paper is either it's mekabel tumo or for other reasons paper is considered schach pasul, and therefore says Rav Shmuel, you can't do such a thing. It's not like Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva Mincha Shlomo and Madura Tinyana Siman Kuf Yud Beis. There, Rav Shlomo Zalman is matter a schach with paper around it. He even brings that Imre Bino was naig to have his schach coated in paper as a decoration. But says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky that no, based on this Aruch HaNer, that you can't do that. Now the Aruch HaNer himself points out that it's a tremendous chiddush because we don't find such a thing in the Paiskim. The Paiskim don't make this diyuk. We don't find that the Paiskim are pointing this out, that you have to put on the noy sukkah after you put on the schach. And if anything, so from the stimas lashon of Paiskim, says the Aruch HaNer, it's mashma that they didn't hold of this chiddush. So therefore, lamaisa, the Aruch HaNer says it's a tzarachi and whether or not this chiddush is true. But says Reb Shmuel that it's mistaber like the chiddush of the Aruch HaNer, and therefore he says one should be chayshish for this and not coat his schach in paper and to put that on top of his sukkah. Oh, you're right.